The basic approach to flash flood decision-making begins by assessing how much rain has fallen and when. To do this, you need to evaluate multiple precip sources and choose the best precip source based off factors like the coverage of the product, whether it's dual pole or has a bias correction, its resolution, and how the rain rate relationships are calculated. Just as important as your initial precip source selection is to routinely compare all precip sources with surface observations, gauges, and spotter reports. The best precip source can change over the course of an event. The next step determines if the runoff will result in flash flooding. Use your local hydrological knowledge, then compare your QPE to the RFC flash flood guidance. Consider the challenges that come with using FFG, as well as the various methods to interpret it. Additionally, assess runoff threat using the flash hydrologic products, in particular, the max unit stream flow. Finally, always anticipate uncertainty in QPEs, gauges, and FFG. Calibrate accordingly, and remember to think ahead to anticipate the future risk. This is the end of this lesson. When you are ready, move on to the next slide to take the quiz and receive credit on the LMS.